Hello everyone, myself Dr. Atul Pawar. I'm taking you to the introduction of medical legal issues and ethical issues in healthcare administration. Myself, being a doctor with 15 years of experience into healthcare administration, would like to go further to introduce what exactly medical legal issues and ethical issues a healthcare administrator could face. So let's start. What exactly are the healthcare institutions? Before starting with this, read about what exactly Indian Constitution and healthcare in India is all about. What are the healthcare directive principles out there? Health in Indian federal setup and basic legal terminologies which we need to know as a healthcare administrator, as well as medical ethics which are needed in healthcare. First, we start with Indian Constitution. Why exactly we need to know Indian Constitution? There are some references to the healthcare which have been given. The reference to healthcare under fundamental rights, health under directive principles, animal health, plant and environment health, health in Indian federal setup, and health and state list. There are certain professional bodies in India which deals or which works as a body or trust which would govern some councils in India, like medical council, dental council, pharmacy council, Indian nursing council, council for homeopathy, Council for Indian Medicines, Bar Councils, and some medical terminologies which are needed to be known by an administrator, which regulates the professional conducts, ethics, ethic regulations, and some amendments made to it. There are some medical ethics, duties which physicians perform, and duties regarding physicians to patient, physician to consultation, responsibility for physician to each other, as well as physician to the public and paramedical professions. Some unethical acts, misconducts, and punishments regarding it. There are some legal issues with ethical issues which we would be seeing as an example. So let's understand what is exactly the Constitution of India. The Constitution of India, as we all know, was constituted on 26th of November 1949, and which came into the force in 26th January 1950. The Indian Constitution is the longest constitution with most detailed constitution in the world, and original constitution consisted of 395 articles with 8 schedule, touching upon different aspects of social, economic, political and other aspects of the life. Let's not go into how exactly the Constitution of India was framed and how exactly it happened. But to understand what exactly the Constitution is and how its rights are, with reference to the Constitution, there are some references given into the fundamental rights. The provision number 16 under the fundamental rights refers to equality of opportunity for all citizens in matter related to employment, appointment, or any state-run healthcare institution. There is a clause for 19, which right to freedom, which refers the rights of citizens to practice any profession or carry out any occupation, trade, business. Thus, in case of eligible citizen, there is no restriction on practice of medical profession to carry on the occupation or in any part of the country. There is also a reference for the fundamental rights under the Article 24, which it is said that no child below the age of 14 shall be employed to work in any factory or miner in any hazardous employment. Some directive principles of the Constitution of India were under Part 4. It refers to the health development for the people. For example, it is said that state shall in particularly direct its policy towards securing that citizen, men, women equally have right to have an adequate means of livelihood, and the health and strength of the co-workers and the men and women and the tender age are not abused, and the citizens are not forced by economic necessity to entertain any avocation unsuited to their age. Under the clause of 41 of the Constitution, it directs a state agency to follow certain limits of its economic capacity development, which make effective provisions for securing right to work, to education, and to public assistance in case of unemployment, old sickness, and disability in any other cases of undeserved want. There is another provision under Section 42 clause, which says that it is not simply sickness or disability which requires the state to intervene, but it is also under normal circumstances of work and normal experience of the citizens under certain circumstances that the state should provide the needed assistance. This may take form of financial assistance for antenatal or postnatal care and providing the facility for such care. That's why government has given ASHA workers as their initiative to work in rural areas and support the unprivileged people out there. Under the clause 47, the directive principle, it also states that rising level of nutrition and standard of living for its people under the improvement of public health is its primary responsibilities. That's why the government, state governments have started with providing food to the children who are studying in government schools. So level of nutrition and standard of living of the people could be improved. Animal health and plant related and environmental health. The constitution also refers to the preservation of improvement of healthy environment. It is crucial for the improvement of health living status of all the living beings. Under the clause directive principles of the state policy, there is a reference to the organizations of agriculture, animal husbandry and also improvement of the environment and safeguarding of the forest and wildlife. This also goes ahead with clause number 51A, which includes the protection of natural environments like forests, lakes, rivers, wildlife and other compassions for living creatures. Now let's understand what exactly health in Indian federal setup is. According to the 7th schedule of Indian constitution, which mentions the responsibilities which are indicated under union list, state list and concurrent list. Union list, which compromises of court quarantines including hospitals connected there within and marine hospitals which are legitimately put under union list, implying the responsibility of union government towards its function. The following items related to the health service and health status of the people is under put down into the union list, and the items are considered under clause 58, 59, 81 and 84. They can be reproduced below. Clause 58 is basically for the manufacturing and supply of the salt by the union agency. The regulations and the manufacture of are being controlled by it. 59 relates to civilization, manufacture and sale of export of opium. 81, interstate migration, interstate quarantine. 84, duties of tobaccos, how the goods are manufactured, how it are produced, what exactly is the exceptions that alcohol liquors for human consumptions are legal or not. Opium under Indian hemp or narcotic drugs are being included into medical and toilet preparationary containing alcohol or any other substance are being entitled into this clauses. There are certain laws under state. Under the state list, there are direct reference to the provision of healthcare facilities like the public health and sanitation, hospitals and dispensaries, where a clause related to pilgrimage of India, where if at all there is a pilgrimage, the healthcare facility has to come under the state responsibility to supervise it, whether the people are getting proper healthcare facilities or not, whether the intoxications of liquors or productions and manufactures and productions and transportations are being overseen by the state government in the federal network. Also, there are some burial grounds or cremations ground which are to be properly maintained, which would not harm the human or animal health in any regards. There is also a law for plants pest control and prevention of the disease, which state government is responsible to take care. The entire subject of water, how exactly the water should be considered, where fisheries promotions or fish breedings, protections of fish from the disease so that people or the there won't be any health hazard to the people out there residing nearby. Concurrent list is basically the list of Indian constitution where prevention, detention for the reason of the security of the state, maintenance of the public order, maintenance of the supplies, services essential for the community and person subject to detention. Some marriage and a divorce such as infants, minors, adoptations, wills, integracies, successions, joint family partitions or any other matters are being taken into judicial custody into this law. Lunacy and mental deficiency, including reception or treatment of lunatics and mental deficiencies, are also considered into this. Adulteration of the foods and foodstuffs, which we will be discussing in further chapters. Drugs and poisons subject to the provisions under entry of how exactly the opium has to be given as a medical dose or as a treatment or a or a subsidy for any manufacturing of toiletry products. Population control and family planning. Since India is the first, India is the only country which is having major population amongst the world. So population control and family planning comes as a primary responsibility out there in this law. Invalidity of old pensions and maternity benefits, medical educations and their affiliated universities subject for the provisions on the entries, whereas also the vocational and the technical training is also considered as a labor out here. Medical and other professions, how exactly their laws and how exactly their compatibilities or compliances are placed. Charitables and charitable institutes, most of the hospitals are being termed as a charitable institutes, where what would be the laws and how exactly the laws would be governed. Prevention of the extension from one state to another for infection and contagious disease or pets infections are being taken into consideration. The classic example of this is a plague in 1992 or COVID in recent times, where a person traveling from one state to another were quarantined on the borders of the states. Vital statistics, including registration of births and deaths, why exactly the births and deaths registration is necessary, we'll be discussing in the later chapters, and how exactly this registration helps in understanding the entire scenario of how the population is been going in with related to deaths as well as with the births. Trade and commerce in the production, supply and distribution of the foodstuffs, including edible oil, seeds and oils. So let's understand what exactly is the structure of Indian Constitution. So Indian Constitution has a Supreme Court which governs entire courts like district courts, state high courts and additional session courts. First, in the civil courts, there is a case put in front of munisif or sub judge, where either if it is kept in front of munisif, a tahsildar takes a control as a judge, whereas in civil court, a sub judge takes the control. Once the case goes from civil courts, it goes into judicial matter, a magistrate court class 2, then class 1, and then magistrate court, where an assistant session judge would govern this. In state, there is a state tribunal and a state administrative tribunal which takes control of all the hearings in this which related to state high court. Why exactly we need this all to be considered is basically understanding wherever the medico-legal aspects comes or wherever there is a legal aspect involved, the hospitals or the healthcare industry comes directly under the control of state tribunals as well as into additional session courts, where there are some laws which are being passed by tahsildar are to be taken into consideration for that particular district or that particular zone. That's why we need to understand how the constitution setup is all about. So let's go ahead with regulations of different professional bodies in India. This unit is basically about bodies and authorities which regulates different streams of medical profession in India. It includes the information about Bar Council, which also regulate the legal professions in India. There's a Medical Council of India, which was established in 1934, way before the independence, under the Indian Medical Council Act. In 1933, now repealed as the main function of establishing uniform standards of higher qualification in medicine and recognition of medical qualifications in India as well as abroad. But with the rapid progress and innovation of medical profession and education in India, there was a need to amend the existing provision to meet new challenges. The new Indian Medical Council Act, which was passed in 1956, is revised under Medical Council Act of 1933. This was later amended in 1964, 93 and 2001. The objective of the Indian Medical Council is basically to maintain a uniform standard for medical education, both for graduate as well as undergraduate people, as well as the postgraduate people. Recommendation for the recognition and derecognition of medical qualification for the medical institution of Indian or foreign countries. It also has the objective of providing a permanent registration number or a provisional registration number with recognized medical qualification. It reciprocates with foreign countries in matter of mutual recognition of medical qualification. Additional important factors which is inspection or visitation to maintain proper standards of medical education in India. It regulates to start the permission of new medical colleges, new courses, including PG or higher courses or substitute courses in the medical institutes, also with increasing number of seats for that particular colleges. Recognition or derecognition of Indian qualification or foreign qualification is the prime importance for this medical council. Indian Medical Register, it maintains all registered medical persons who hold a recognized medical qualification, as from time to time there is a registration with State Medical Council and Medical Council of India. There is a registration, permanent registration, provisional or registration under additional qualification, which has been mentioned into this register, so that we at any given point of time, Indian government could understand how many medically qualified doctors are present in the country. It is important to note that Medical Council of India does not deal with registration, duties and responsibility of paramedical person or dental surgeons, and practice of Indian system like Ayurveda, Siddha, Unani or Homeopathy for that purpose. The composition of Medical Council of India consists of following members. There is one member from each state other than Union Territory to be nominated by central government in consultation with state government. There is one member from each university to be elected amongst the member as a facility for the university for the member of Senate of the university. One member from each state in which state medical register is maintained to be elected amongst themselves for a person to be called as register who possesses the medical qualification included in the first or second schedule or in part third. Seven members are elected amongst the person who possesses the medical qualification from part 1 or 3rd schedule. 8 members are nominated from the central government. President and vice president of the council shall be elected from the members of the council amongst themselves. The important regulations pertaining to the function of the council are Indian Medical Council, Medical Council of India Regulation, Indian Medical Council, Professional Conduct of Etiquettes Regulation, Screening Test Regulation, eligibility required for taking admissions under undergraduate medical courses in foreign medical institutions, regulations, regulations on graduate medical examination, postgraduate medical educations, establishment of new medical colleges under these regulations. Medical Council of India forms the norms or guidelines for fees, guidelines for admissions and regularities under this council. There's another council for dental. Dental Council of India is constituting of Parliamentary of Dentist Act in 1948. The main aim of the Dentist Act was to regulate the dental education, dental profession and dental ethics thereon to come into existence. The council is financed mainly by the grants from the Government of India, Ministry of Health, Family Welfare and Department of Health. The amendments were made through an ordinance by the President of India on August 27, 1992. Restricting to mushroom growth of private dental college, increasing the seats in the course of BDS or MDS, starting in the newer higher course without prior permission from central government. The objective is basically to maintain a uniform standard across the dental education from undergraduate level to postgraduate level, to prescribe a standard curriculum for training of dentists, dental hygiene, dental mechanics and conditions for such training, to prescribe the standard examination and other criteria to be satisfied and secure for the qualification recognized under this Act. The composition of this council is basically one registered dentist possessing a valid registration, recognized dental qualification with dentists registered in each respective state. One member is elected among themselves from the Medical Council of India. Four members are selected by the principal, dean, directors, vice principals of the dental college in the state training institutes, and provided not more than one member should be elected from the dental college. Head of dental wings of medical college in state training or students are recognized as a dental qualifications. One member from each university established by the law of the state. One member represents each state nominated by the Government of India, such as state from among the person registered in the medical register or dental register in the clause which states that it is not a union territory. So each state member would be registered. 6 member nominated by the central government, whom at least should be registered as a dentist possessing a recognized dental qualification and practicing or holding an appointment in the institution for the dental training. Director of General for the Health Services is, or a ex officio member is also a member of Dental Council. There are some important regulations pertaining to Dental Council: Dentist Act, Dental Council of Indian Regulation, and BDS course regularization. There's another council which is called as Pharmacy Council of India. The detail about it we'll learn later. The Pharmacy Council of India was framed on August 1949, and which was later amended in various years. The Pharmacy Council regulates the pharmacy education profession in India to graduate level. The objective is basically giving a pharmacy educations to the people, so that the regulations and principle profession and professional etiquettes could be followed. We'll learn about this in detail in for the chapters about Pharmacy Council of India. The important regulation pertaining to Pharmacy Council are Pharmacy Act, Education Regulation, Regulation of Pharmacy Council, Standard Orders for Pharmacy Council of India, Pharmacy Oath, which is similar to Hippocratic Oath, which is taken by the medical graduate. Now, let's go to the important part of the healthcare system, the nursing. Indian Nursing Council, it is an autonomous body under the Government of India, Ministry of Health and Welfare. It is constituted by central government under the section of Indian Nursing Council Act 1947 of Parliament. It is passed in order to establish a uniform standard for training of nurses, midwives and health visitors. The function of this council is to establish and monitor a standard of nursing education for all nurses, midwife, auxiliary midwives, health visitors doing an inspection on the institution, to recognize the qualification under Indian Nursing Act of 1947 for the purpose of registration and employment in India as well as abroad, to give approval for registration of Indian foreign nurses possessing foreign qualification as prescribed under Indian Nursing Council. It also allows to prescription of syllabus and regularization of nursing programs which are being followed across all the institutions. The power to withdraw any recognition of the qualification under this act is or an institution is maintained under this council. To advise state nursing council or examining boards of states and central government in various important items like how the nursing education would take place, what exactly the nursing education should contain. Like in Maharashtra, there is a Maharashtra Nursing Council guideline for the syllabus of nursing and midwifery for the Maharashtra University of Health Sciences. The important composition of this nursing council is there is one nurse enrolled in a state register elected by the state council. Like from Delhi Nursing Council, there would be one from the Maharashtra State Council. 2 members are elected among themselves as head of institution recognized by the council on the purpose of this clause, where in which training is given to obtaining university degree in nursing in respect to post-certification course of nursing and nursing administration. Like a dean of medical college selecting 2 members from his own teaching institute, 1 member elected among themselves from the head of the institution in which health visitors are trained, 1 member is elected from the Medical Council of India, 1 member by the Council of Training Nurse Association of India, 1 midwifery auxiliary or midwifery course registered under the state register, the Director General of the Health Service or ex officio of the Director General of the Health Service is part of this council, Chief Principal or Matron of a medical college or a hospital is the member of the Nursing Council, Chief Nursing Superintendent or Director General of the Health Services is the member of this Nursing Council, Director of Maternity Child Welfare or Indian Red Cross Society's member is part of it, and Chief Administrator or Medical Officer of the State or Union Territory is the part of it. The new Superintendent of Nursing from each state in the group of 2 are mentioned under different states are being taken into for order. 4 members are nominated by central government, from which at least 2 shall be nurses, midwives and health visitors. 3 members are elected by the parliament, 2 of the House of People from among its member and other from the Council of the States. There's another council, the Central Council of Homeopathy. The Central Council of Homeopathy is constituted by the state central government under section of Homeopathy Central Council Act 1973 of Parliament. The main function of this Central Council of Homeopathy is to evolve uniform standards of education in homeopathy and registration of the practitioners of homeopathic graduates and postgraduates. The registration of these practitioners are on central register of the homeopathy, which will check the medicine and is not practiced by those who are not qualified in the system, and those who practice observe a code of ethics in the profession of the homeopathy. The council recognizes all homeopathic medical qualifications, universities, medical institutions, and the desire to grant a medical education into homeopathy is required by this council. The council is responsible for the constitution and maintenance of the central register for homeopathy and for medical legal matters connected therewith. All universities and boards of medical institutions in India are required to furnish all information regarding the courses of study, examination, pattern, schedules under this council. The composition of homeopathic council consists of such a member which is not exceeding 5 are determined by the central government in accordance with the provision of first schedule from each state, which the state register of homeopathy is maintained, to be elected amongst themselves by a person enrolled in the register of practitioners of homeopathy. One homeopathic practitioner, one member from each university to be elected among themselves as the member of faculty for the homeopathy of university of the homeopathy of that particular university. Such member should not exceed 40% of the total number of members elected by the clause of the central government. Central Council of Indian Medicine. The Central Council of Indian Medicine is a statutory body consisting of Indian Medicine Central Council Act of 1970. Gazetted notification of extraordinary or sections under Central Council was stated in 1984 and 1995. It concerns with teaching and regulations of Ayurveda, Siddha or Unani medicines, how exactly these medicines are in practice and such the boards involved into it. The objective is to provide or prescribe minimum standard of education in Indian system of medicine like Ayurveda, Siddha, Unani, to advise central government in matter of relating to recognition of the medical qualification in or form second schedule of Indian Medical Council, to maintain a central register on Indian medicines and revise the register from time to time. One must possess the ideal qualification of medical practitioners or standard professional conduct, ethic or code of ethics observed under this practice. The Central Council of Indian Medicines is also responsible for the framework or regulation with respect to teaching of Indian medicines, the courses and the period of the study, including practical training to be taken into the subject of examination, standard of proficiency therein or obtained in the university or the board and medical institution for the grant and recognition of the medical college. It also has the conduct of professional examination or the standard of staff, equipment, accommodation and training of the facilities involved into the education of Indian medicine. It consists of not exceeding 5 members from the central government in accordance with the provision of first schedule, where Ayurveda, Siddha, Unani medicine practitioners would be nominated. One member from each Ayurveda, Siddha, Unani systems from each university to be elected amongst themselves as a faculty member or a departmental member. This member should not exceed exactly 30% of the total numbers elected in the clause. The president of Central Council would be elected by the members of the Central Council amongst themselves. There would be vice president from each state for Ayurveda, Siddha and Unani medicines differently, who would be elected amongst themselves for the member representing that system of medicine. After understanding the councils related to the healthcare, there's a Bar Council, which of India, constituted by the advocates under the provision of Advocates Act in 1961. It lays down the standard profession conduct or ethics, which also legalized the education, law education into India, And understanding State Bar Council does not enroll of advocates enforced by a discipline or is part of obligation by State Bar Council of the body. So, Bar Council of India is basically lays down some professional conducts or ethics for advocates concerned with the legal matters. It lays down the procedure for disciplinary committee or disciplinary committee under the State Bar Council. For example, there is a Maharashtra State Bar Council to safeguard the rights and privileges of the advocate, to promote and support law reforms, to exercise general supervision under the State Bar Councils, and promote legal education laid down by the standards. There is a composition of Bar Council consisting of 16 members, 16 Bar Councils in country, basically. So all 16 members from the 16 different Bar Council of the country represent one person who would be out of 18 members. Attorney General and the Solicitor of India are the other two members consisting of the 18 members. So let's go ahead and understand why exactly there is a need for legal education, or what exactly is the professional conducts which are being needed by a healthcare division. In exercise of the power conferred to under different sections of the Indian Medical Council, the Medical Council of India, with previous approval from central government, makes the following regulation for the professional conduct, ethic and etiquette for registration of medical practitioners. There are some regulations under Indian Medical Council which they come into provisions of official gazetted. So first chapter of this gadget is Code of Medical Ethics. It basically depends on, as the application of registration under Provision Act shall be provided as a copy of a declaration and shall submit a duly signed declaration providing an appendix, the applier shall have certified that he or she has read and agreed to abide by the same. These are basically given by the declaration which is given by an applicant. So a doctor with a qualification of MBBS or MBBS with post degree qualification or a diploma, any of the equivalent qualification related to medical council, the physician shall uphold a dignity and an honor for his medical profession. The prime objective of medical profession is to render service to humanity, reward or financial gain in subordinate consideration. Whosoever chooses his profession assumes that obligation to conduct him in accordance to this ideal. He shall keep himself pure in character and be diligent in caring for sick. He should be modest, sober, patient, prompt in discharging his duty without any anxiety, conduct himself with propriety and profession in all action of his life. No person other than doctor having medical qualification recognized by the medical councils of India and registered under state or medical council of the country is allowed to practice modern medicine system or surgeon. The person obtaining qualification in any other system of medicine is not allowed to practice modern medicine in any form. The principal objective of this medical of the maintaining a good practice, the principal objective of medical profession is to render service to humanity with full respect and dignity of the profession and mankind. Physician should gain the confidence of the patient and trust to give them the care rendering to the patient, each patient with full measures of service and devotion. Physician should not try continuously to improve medical knowledge and skills, should make themselves available to the patients, colleagues and benefits of the other professional attendants. They should regularly attend conference, seminar and keep up their knowledge and skills. Physicians should practice art of healing founded by the scientific basis and not should associate professionally with anyone who violates the principle or try to bring knowledge of professional bodies for such wrongdoings. The honor idea of medical professions imply that responsibility of the physician extends not only to the individual but also to the society. The membership in the medical society for the advancement of the profession and the physician's social affiliate with association of allopathic medicine councils like IMA or Indian Ophthalmic Society is a lifetime membership of Indian Association for Occupational Health Societies. This membership allows the physician to have a trust or a bonding with of a social economic background. Physicians should also participate in professional meetings committed by the medical education programs or by reputed professional academic bodies or unauthorized organizations. This shall be regularly informed under the medical council and the state medical councils. Every physician shall maintain the medical records pertaining to his indoor patients for a period of 3 years. And from the date of the commencement of the treatment to the standard pro forma laid down by the Medical Council of India. If any request is made for the medical records, either by the patient or authorized attendant or legal authorities involved, the same shall be duly acknowledged and documents shall be issued within the period of 72 hours, especially if summoned by court in relation to medical legal cases. A registered medical practitioner shall maintain a register of medical certificates fully given during the certificate issues. When issuing a medical certificate, he shall always enter the identification marks of the patient and keep a copy of the certificate. He shall not omit the record of the signature, thumb mark, address, and at least one identification marks of the patient on the medical certificate of the report. The medical certificate shall be prepared as advised or and retained according to the law pertaining to Medical Council of India. The effort should be made to computerize the medical records for a quick retrieval. Display of the registration number. According to the Medical Council of India, every physician shall display the registration number according to him given by the state or the Medical Council of India in his clinic and his prescription certificates, money receipts given to the patient. Usually, if the MBBS degree or post-degree qualification is by MCA approved and completed by a recognized medical institution, the registration according to the medical profession, the respective state council are permitted to carry the same registration all across the India. Physician shall display as a suffix to their names only if they have a recognized medical degrees of such certificate, diplomas or membership or honors with conferred to the profession's knowledge or recognized by any exemplary qualification achieved from them. For example, MBBS, MS, MBBS, DGO, MBBS, MD, MBBS, DM. This should be mentioned along with MS in ENT, MS in general surgery, DM in gastroenterology, DM in medicine. This way. Use of generic names of drug. Every physician should, as far as possible, prescribe the drugs with generic names of the medicines, and he shall not be ensured that there is a rational prescription or use of the drugs. The highest quality assurance in patient care. Every physician should aid in safeguarding the profession against the admission of it and those who are deficient in moral character or education. Physician should not employ in connection with profession with his profession practice any attendant who is neither registered or enlisted under medical acts in force to perform any operations or treat patients on that purpose. This is very important when a doctor is out of station for 6 months and hand over his clinic to locum doctor in absence to handle the care of the patients in his clinic. This becomes more complicated when his clinic or nursing home is registered under Nursing Home Act and locum doctor's qualification is not proper. Exposure to unethical conduct. A physician should expose without fear or favor incompetent or corrupt, dishonest or unethical conduct on a part of members of profession. Such unethical referral or a charge is given to referring doctor for unnecessary or unindicative investigation. Payment of such professional services in medical field. Physicians engaged in practice of medicine shall be given a priority of interest of a patient. Personal financial interest of a physician should not conflict with the medical interest of the patient. A physician should announce his fees before rendering the service and not after the operation or treatment is underway. Remunerations received for such services should be in form of amount specifically announced to the patient at the time of services rendered. It is unethical to enter into the contract of no cure, no payment. The physician rendering service on the behalf of the state shall refrain from anticipating or accepting any consideration. Such type of dissatisfied patient can go to Consumer Protection Forum and lodge a complaint in Consumer Protection Act. Evasion of legal restriction. A physician shall observe the law of country in regulation to the practice of medicine and shall not assist others to evade such laws. He should not be cooperative in observance and enforcement of sanitary laws and regulation in public interest. A physician should observe the state provision acts like Drug and Cosmetic Act, Pharmacy Act, Narcotic and Psychotropic Act, Substance Act, Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act, Transplantation of Human Organ Act, Environment Protection Act, Prenatal Sex Determination Act, Drug and Magic Remedy Act, Act related to biomedical waste, and other such acts which are been regulated by the government. He should be regularly aware about the latest amendment in above mentioned laws which are released by official gadget from time to time.